Now, Beth, the others sort of, rented their houses, but you owned, your family owned both houses, mm-hmm. didn't they? So were they well built, or were they...
I think it says in the survey something about Garth Villa. I don't think it says about the bungalow.
No, the bungalow wasn't built then, but... Well built.
Yes, I
fairly think. Well built. Mm-hmm. And yet both yours have been demolished.
Yes.
And yet the ones Gladys and her aunt condemned years ago, they're still going. It's just amazing, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it was because the ground was sold.
Yeah.
Because when my uncle died, because when my grandfather died, it was left to my uncle. Mm. And when he died, the ground was... Well, the ground opposite was sold before for building.
Yeah.
And... Because it used to be difficult, because people used to go past and sort of hold their nose and say, oh, don't the pigs smell?
Did they?
Yes. Yes.
One of the things I found fascinating was that Lillian was telling me that the St Anthony's Hospital site was a TB hospital,
yes,
in it.
That's right, yeah.
With the open-air wards and such like, because the air down there was so good. And I was thinking, well, there was the sewage works... the Worcester Park Green Lane end. There was another sewage works where Tesco's now is. I didn't realise that Cheam Farm was a sewage farm. I just they don't mention that, do they? there were piggeries everywhere. And you think, was it really that excellent air for TB?
They were out on balconies.
Yes, balconies, right, all open air. Yes.
Perhaps they thought the smell was good.
Yes, right.
Because there were lots of farms out on the sort of on the footpath on the way to Tesco's,
which
is on the way to Tesco's. Now there were lots of farms out there.
Yes, I never sort of looked on that side because that's Sutton and Cheam.
Because that is Sutton, that's right.
I do stray over parish boundaries, but never too far. You know, I just go over the edge just to make sure what's going on.